Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercise and improved cognition, and finally, a story about chiropractic and maintenance care. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 648, recorded October 5th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A new study by a Massachusetts General Hospital research team found that exercise is one of the best ways to turn on neurogenesis, the process of producing new neurons. Neurogenesis takes place in the hippocampus and striatum and is essential to learning and memory. Because beneficial effects on cognition are often blocked in patients with Alzheimer's disease due to the hostile inflammatory environment in the brain, the Massachusetts team set out to see what impact adult hippocampal neurogenesis, AHN, has on Alzheimer's disease pathology and if this could reduce symptoms associated with Alzheimer's disease. They demonstrated that exercise did in fact induce neurogenesis in the mouse model, and they were able to mimic these beneficial effects through gene therapy and pharmacological agents. What they found was that the animals with AHN induced by exercise showed improved cognitive performance and reduced levels of beta amyloid. The new neurons in the other cohort, however, induced by gene and pharmacological therapy, could not survive in the brain already ravaged by Alzheimer's disease. The study concluded, quote, "The key difference was that exercise also turned on the production of BDNF, that's brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which is known to be important for the growth and survival of neurons. BDNF helped create a more hospitable brain environment for the new neurons to survive. Thus, by combining drugs and gene therapy that both induced neurogenesis and increased BDNF production, they were able to successfully mimic the effects of exercise on cognitive function," end quote. Creating new nerve cells is not enough. Survival and growth of new cells is dependent on a hospitable, cleaned-up environment, which exercise was found to foster. As always, discuss all health behavior modifications with your qualified healthcare provider, including exercise recommendations. Surf to our show notes for links. For individuals with recurrent or persistent nonspecific low back pain, exercise and exercise combined with education have been shown to be effective in preventing new episodes or in reducing the impact of the condition. Chiropractors have traditionally used maintenance care as secondary and tertiary prevention strategies. The aim of this trial was to investigate the effectiveness of maintenance care on pain trajectories for patients with recurrent or persistent low back pain. The study concluded that maintenance care was more effective than symptom-guided treatment in reducing the total number of days over 52 weeks with bothersome nonspecific low back pain, but it resulted in a higher number of treatments. For selected patients with recurrent or persistent nonspecific low back pain who respond well to an initial course of chiropractic care, maintenance care should be considered an option for tertiary prevention. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Hidden skills and knowledge are the essence of a successful small business. Unleash and leverage what is locked inside your head to help others while helping yourself. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.